A NASA satellite designed to study global warming crashed into the Pacific Ocean this morning. It happened shortly after it was launched from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. This is the second failure of a climate satellite launch in 2 years, as we hear from NPR's Richard Harris.
The Glory satellite had a 3-year mission to probe two important questions relating to climate change. First, it was going to peer down on the Earth and study tiny particles in the atmosphere, aerosols. Those generally cool the planet and help counteract some of the warming caused by greenhouse gases. Glory was going to also look upward toward the sun to measure small changes in its brightness. But the rocket that was carrying Glory toward orbit this morning failed to release the satellite properly. Program scientist Hal Mehring says the satellite apparently plunged into the ocean around Antarctica.
While this is a significant loss, we do have 13 fully operating satellite missions in Earth science right now. So it isn't like we've come to a screeching halt.
But the failure is similar to what happened last time NASA tried to get a climate satellite into orbit. A carbon dioxide observatory also ended up in the ocean in 2009. Mehring says there's no backup satellite for Glory, so if they still want to do the mission, they'll have to start from scratch. Richard Harris, NPR News.